Time now for Tips for Hardy Gardeners with Tom Casper. Tom Casper is a master gardener, the president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society, and our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners every Tuesday morning here on Northland, every other, I should say, Tuesday morning on Northland Morning. Well, pardon the clumsy introduction. How are you doing this morning, Tom?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself, Chris?
Just fine. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, you too. Looks like just a couple days away, and we'll be into 2016.
The soil is pretty firm at this point, I suppose. The freeze has probably set in at this point.
Yeah. It looks like we had a great fall, and now we're, of course, rolling into hopefully pretty much a routine normal winter with good snow cover and average temperatures. So, but what I wanted to talk about today was a lot of us, of course, either give or get poinsettias at Christmas, and most of them, of course, end up in the garbage can or the compost pile within a week or two of people getting them or giving them to somebody. And there's really things that you can do for those poinsettias that will prolong their life and enjoyment for you, and can really last for years and years as a house plant, and then getting their color back up in the late fall for the holidays. And So
they're not just an annual plant. They're perennial.
Right. Yes, exactly. They're a tender perennial for our region. You know, they won't take any of the cold that we have. So most people really treat them as an annual and enjoy them for a little while and then let them die away. But like I mentioned, they will last. And there's a couple things you can do. One of them is to make sure that you keep them well watered. Most of our houseplants actually prefer a little bit less water. They like to dry out a little bit between waterings. But poinsettias have such a small root system that they don't retain a lot of moisture. And very quickly we recognize when they're drying out because they start to drop leaves or even the full plant will wilt. Mm-hmm. So making sure that they're watered, probably in most of our average homes here in the area, probably about watering about every 3 days.
Okay.
Which is certainly more than we do with most of our other house plants. But about every 3 days, give them a little drink of water. And then the other thing to do is keep them out of direct sunlight and also keep them away from direct vents from our heating system. That hot, dry air that comes out of our furnaces is very difficult for all houseplants, but especially poinsettias. So keep them away from that, and then and also direct sunlight is not good for them.
Now, is that because of the kind of flower that they are, or are they not really? I've always been curious. They're not really a flower, but they are. They are and they aren't. I'm sure the red part of the poinsettia is that a leaf or is that actually flower?
Well, it's a part of the flowering system. It's the bract, but it's not the actual flower, so you're correct at that. So those leaves that color up are, as you mentioned, are not actually part of the flower. They're part of just the regular system of the plant, I guess you'd say. So 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 if we take care of our poinsettias, we make sure that we water them. It can even bring them outside in the summertime, and they'll flourish as a as an ornamental plant. Some folks plant them right in their yards, preferably not in the direct sunlight, in a kind of a shadier location. They can grow them outside all summer, and they'll get quite large. I know people that have 3 and 4 foot high poinsettias growing. And then in the fall, before any chance of the first frost, you need to dig them up, get them back into a container, and then get them inside or protected from any potential frost.
Well, so when they get that large, don't they get a little unwieldy, though, to keep bringing in and out of the, of the garden, I suppose?
Yes, they do. And some people, it ends that way. Others are fascinated that they can grow something that gets that large. Hmm. But they can be cut back too, and stuff if you do it in the spring. You wouldn't want to cut them back in the fall when you bring them out, doing it more in the spring to keep their size down a little bit.
Fantastic.
So, and also while you have them in the house, you want to fertilize them with like an organic fertilizer, the fish emulsion, or something like that, and just half strength throughout the winter. So good water, and then fertilizing out of direct sunlight, out of the heat or the exhaust, or not exhaust, but the warm, dry air coming from our furnaces. And then in the spring, moving them outside, enjoying them, keeping them well watered, and then you can move them back into the house. Sounds like a lot of work, but it's actually a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I can move them back into the house, and then they need, starting in about October, they need about 14 hours of darkness per day. So folks that are trying to get their poinsettias to color back up need to then find a dark place for them to stay about 10 hours a day. Or 14 hours a day, excuse me, and sunlight about 10 hours. So
so not just an area that's away from direct sunlight, actually a dark place, like a back room that faces north in the corner or something. So
exactly, or a closet or something like that.
Oh, wow.
There is quite a bit of an effort to get them back into color, but people that do it really enjoy the challenge of it and the opportunity to tell other folks or other gardeners what they did. And people are pretty fascinated by what it takes. So instead of the moral of the story, I guess, instead of tossing that plant out here in a week or two after folks are cleaning up after the holidays, look at maybe considering that poinsettia as a permanent part of your indoor plant collection and start doing things to help it do better.
That's fascinating. It's a much more dynamic plant than I thought it was. This is great.
Yep.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Tom. We appreciate the advice.
Thank you. Have a good day, Chris.
Take care.
You too.
Tom Casper, Master Gardener and the President of the Duluth Garden Flower Society and our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners every other Tuesday morning here on Northland Morning, and great advice this morning about poinsettias.